Dogen also criticized the idea of a degenerate age, arguing that all moments and points in space are equally reflective of emptiness. And you can imagine why he would take this position as well. It makes sense if he's working through the implications of that old Mahayana concept of emptiness. A classic expression of his approach to emptiness is found in his statement called Being Time. Know that in this way, he says, there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth. And yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you are at this place, there is just one grass and there is just one form. There is understanding of form and there is no understanding of form. Kind of thing that Nagarjuna would say. There is understanding of grass and there is no understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the being time is all the time there is. Grass being, form being, are both time. Each moment is all being, the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. What a strong and traditional Mahayana critique of this Kamakura notion of the degenerate age. Sure, we're living in tough times. You know, times may always be tough for somebody, but what is it that really distinguishes this moment from any other moment when it's viewed from the point of view of emptiness? Nothing. If you want to be awakened, you have to perceive all of reality in this moment the same way you would perceive it at any other time or in any other place. Now, you can see here, obviously, I think that the echoes of this teaching should be very strong in your ears. This is the Tiantai teaching of Jie, the idea of the thousand worlds present in an instant of thought. And it also is that old Huayan doctrine of Indra's net, the image of the net made up of a multitude of jewels where each individual jewel in the net reflects all other jewels in the net. Dogen is saying, each blade of grass, each moment of time is the totality of reality. If you can become present to that moment, you will see all of the cosmos and you'll become awakened. It's a strong Mahayana teaching. One of Dogen's most powerful statements about Zen is the Genjo Koan, or a text that's known in English as Actualizing the Fundamental Point. To study the Buddha way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be actualized by myriad things. When actualized by myriad things, your body and mind, as well as the bodies and minds of others, drops away. No trace of realization remains, and this no trace continues endlessly. Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in dewdrops on the grass or even in one drop of water. Same concept, expressed in a kind of Zen philosophical poetry. Perceive one drop of dew and you see a reflection of the entire cosmos. Now, Eisai and Dogen were the founders of course, quite specific lineages in the Zen tradition in Japan, and they continue today. It's possible to go and visit many monasteries in Japan that practice quite faithfully these traditions. Kyoto has several major Rinzai monastic centers, and Dogen's monastery is still an active place and one that is well worth visiting. But they also helped infuse Japanese culture with a spirit of Zen, even for a lot of people who were not involved in their movements in a sectarian sense. I've already mentioned the martial arts, of course. I have an old student friend who worked with me when I was at Harvard Divinity School who always used to joke with me that if we wanted to try to find Buddhism in America, one of the best places to go would be simply to make a pilgrimage through the martial arts academies, not just of the major cities, but all of the small towns and hamlets throughout America where teenagers and young people were practicing the martial arts. It's really through the martial arts that many people come to know this tradition for the first time and then find their way into the practice of Zen in a more complex and technical sense. But Zen also is found in other aspects of Japanese culture. When I was in Japan just recently, my wife and I spent quite a bit of time in Kyoto studying the tradition of Zen gardens. Many of these gardens, I think, are known somewhat mistakenly, actually, in a technical sense, as being Zen gardens. They often show images not simply of a, shall we say, a Zen contemplative space, but images of a pure land that might be associated with the pure land tradition of Honen or Shinran or some other mapping of the cosmos in a Buddhist way. But where they're most powerful is when they where they express the empty space